This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The board of directors at the Walt Disney Company has voted unanimously to split the chairman and chief executive duties. Michael Eisner will retain his position as CEO, but the board named a new chairman. At the annual shareholders meeting in Philadelphia yesterday, 43% of investors earlier had voted to withhold their support for Eisner's re-election as chairman. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, the Democrat from Maine who once brokered a Northern Ireland peace deal, is the new chairman of the Walt Disney Company. Michael Eisner, who had fought off all previous attempts to curb his power, will stay on as CEO. Appearing on ABC's Nightline last night, Eisner said the company had been considering this move for a while.
We heard our shareholders who seemed to be interested in that, and so we went ahead and did it.
Splitting up the two jobs is the board's attempt to appease shareholders unhappy with Eisner's recent leadership. Many point to his failure to revive the ABC network, the loss of Disney's preeminence in animation, and ending a distribution deal with Pixar, Disney's Finding Nemo partner. In defense of his management, Eisner points to recent successes.
Our performance is fantastic. Our stock went up 60% in the last year. ESPN is blazing. Good Morning America is blazing. The Disney Channel has never been better. Anybody that has children or teenagers knows that. So our shareholders are happy with our performance.
Eisner says the shareholder discontent was born of a misinformation campaign by ex-directors Roy Disney, nephew of company founder Walt, and Stanley Gold. The two have led a very public campaign to oust Eisner completely, and they now argue that replacing Eisner with his ally George Mitchell is no solution. Gold points out that Mitchell also received a significant no-confidence vote from investors.
Anybody who receives a 24, almost 25% no confidence vote is not someone who ought to either be a presiding director, and he certainly shouldn't be an independent chairman. So I don't think George Mitchell qualifies as a leader of this board, not because I say so, but because the shareholders have spoken.
It's unclear how most shareholders will react to Eisner staying on as CEO. Many investors gathered for the annual meeting yesterday expressed doubt that stripping Eisner of his chairman's title would change much. Here's stockholder John Steiger.
His influence is so pervasive throughout the organization at this point that even if he stayed just in the CEO position and not in the chairman's position, he would still have the majority influence.
Some corporate governance experts agree. Nell Minow is director of the Corporate Library, an independent research firm that rates boards of directors' performance. Last year, her firm gave the Disney board an F, or failing grade. Minow says the challenge for the new chairman is to show independent leadership.
What they need to do is fix some of the problems that they've had in the past. They've already made some progress in trying to make pay and performance more closely linked at Disney. They need to make sure that they've got good product in the pipeline, and that will make the shareholders happy. After all, the shareholders really are not interested in structures. They're interested in results.
George Mitchell went to some lengths yesterday to convince shareholders that the Disney leadership team can continue to make the right sorts of changes. The presentation came just hours before he was announced the new chairman.
No matter how large or small your holdings, you have placed your trust in the excellence of the operations of this company. I emphasize that keeping your interests paramount is our mission. That is the standard by which we measure all of our actions.
As the Disney meeting ended, thousands of shareholders spilled into a huge hall adorned with giant models of Mickey Mouse. These iconic characters used to be the heart of Disney, but during Michael Eisner's 20-year tenure, the company grew into a multimedia conglomerate. At the height of his success, Michael Eisner made a fortune for thousands of investors and himself, but now stockholders like Brenda Belden say it's time for his reign to end.
The public loves an idol, but they surely love to see them fall, too.
Whether Eisner can hang on to power in his diminished role as CEO is uncertain. Last night, he said he plans to remain in the job at least through the end of his term in 2006. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.